Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, we saw that Dr. Stinky Breath traveled back in time and convinced Thomas Edison to never invent the light bulb. It is going to be up to Jaden to travel back in time and convince Edison to not give up. I don't know what's going to happen, but if we don't have light in our world, that darkness will make it much easier for the Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath to take it over. Let's see what happens next. As Jaden stepped inside of the time-traveling machine inside of HQ, he said goodbye to his friends. All right, goodbye, Ava. Bye, Mr. Jim. Be safe, Jaden, shouted Ava. I will. All right, I'm ready whenever. Push the button. Mr. Jim put his hand over a big red button on the desk and said, just stick to the plan that we talked about and then get back here as soon as you can. Okay, I will. Mr. Jim counted down from three. 3, 2, 1. All of a sudden, a giant light flooded out of the time machine, and Jaden was gone.
Whoa!
Splash! Where's all this water coming from? Gotta get to the edge. Must not have worked right. Jaden pulled himself up from the edge and out of the river. He looked around and he did not recognize where he was. Where in the world am I? Did it work? Or am I out in the forest in the back?
Hello, good sir. Do you need some help over there?
Jaden turned around and saw a man that was dressed very strangely.
Oh, no, I'm okay. Thank you, though. I just wanted to go for a swim, and I'm all good. Thank you, though.
The man looked confused and walked away.
All right. So how do we figure out...
Excuse me, sir. What year is it?
The man turned around and looked very even more confused than earlier, and he said,
Why, of course, it is 1879. Why do you ask?
No reason. Just double checking that you remembered.
Jaden smiled and put his fingers out like he was making a joke. The man rolled his eyes and walked away.
All right, I guess I must have made it back the right time. All right, why in the world did they make me splash in that river? Completely soaked. But I don't have time to worry about that. Gotta find Thomas Edison. How in the world did you just find a random person in a city? Like,
Jaden was right. Even though he had traveled back in time to the time of Thomas Edison, how do you just find a person like that? I guess you gotta start asking around. And that's exactly what Jaden did. As he walked up and down the streets, he asked everybody if they knew who Thomas Edison was. Most of them seemed to know who he was, but they all gave a very cross look on their face. Like, I don't know, like they didn't like him or that he had done something wrong. I don't know. It was very confusing. Jaden continued walking down this old stone road with his shoes squishing and squashing since they were still full of water. He sat down on a stone bench and pulled off his shoes to dump out the water.
Looks like you've had quite the day yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. Hi, my name's Jaden.
Hello, my name is Thomas.
You're not Thomas Edison, are you?
Said Jaden.
Yes, I usually don't like to... lead with my whole name, but yes, I can tell that you've heard of all of my failures. Every single one of them.
But I'm done. I'm done failing. I am never doing that again. I need to find something new to do. Jaden couldn't believe it, but he was actually sitting next to the real Thomas Edison. Thomas, I have traveled a really long way to meet you. I'm so excited to meet you. I'm a big fan of your work.
Ha ha ha. You're hilarious. Well, I must get going.
Thomas stood up to walk away.
Wait a second. No. Hold on. Let me explain. The work that you're doing with the light bulb, you can't give up. Promise. It's worth it if you stick with it. I'll even help you.
You see, if you would have talked to me a little while ago, I would have agreed with you. I can't even tell you how many times I have failed at the light bulb. But that old smelly doctor was right. He just left here, and he told me that it was better for me to just move on with my life and try something else that I'm better at.
A smelly doctor? Wait, you just talked to a doctor that was really smelly? Said Jaden.
Yes, he was kind of peculiar. I could tell that he was not from this area, but he was right. And I'm moving on with my life.
Hold on a second. Before you make a drastic decision like that, can you please show me your lab of where you've done all these experiments? I just really want to see it. It's so cool what you're doing, said Jaden.
Well, okay. Come with me.
Thomas Edison led Jaden back to his laboratory where he had been doing all these experiments on the light bulbs. As Jaden walked inside, he could see why Thomas might have felt very frustrated about this.
Wow, this is amazing. Look at all the different setups that you have.
Yes, they are impressive, but I've found almost 1,000 ways of how not to make a light bulb.
Almost 1,000? Holy smokes, said Jaden. Oh, is there smoke in here? Did I make another fire on accident?
Oh, no, sorry. I just say holy smoke sometimes when I'm like really surprised about something, said Jaden. There's no smoke here.
I do not understand that one, but as you can see looking around, I have tried every possible way of making a light bulb and nothing works. And so I'm done. I'm done trying. That stinky doctor was right.
Thomas, I totally understand what it feels like, what you're going through, because there's been so many projects that I've had to work at school that I just keep getting wrong over and over and over, but standing in this room here with you, I believe in you. I can see that you have not failed. You've found all these ways that don't work, and you're getting closer and closer to finding the way that will make a light bulb work.
Thomas put his hand on his chin for a minute and thought and thought, and then he said,
okay, well, if you're so excited about this, then why don't you hand me that screwdriver over there and give me a hand?
I thought you'd never ask.
I'm in, said Jaden.
Meanwhile, back at Spiology Squad HQ, Ava and Mr. Jim were sitting there anxiously awaiting and hoping that Jaden would return back from the past.
Mr. Jim, do you think Jaden knows what he's doing? Does he know how to get back here? And
oh, Jaden knows everything about time travel. We've done tons of trainings on that, remember? Said Mr. Jim.
I believe in Jaden. He's gonna figure this one out. I think he'll be back any...
Wait, what's that sound?
All of a sudden, the time machine started shaking, vibrating, and flashing lights.
It was so bright that Mr. Jim and Ava had to look away.
Ava? Mr. Jim? Are you there?
Jaden!
Shouted Ava as she raced over to give Jaden a big hug.
You're okay? Oh, I'm so glad to have you back, but what happened? Tell us everything.
Well, I met Thomas Edison. And we worked together, and I think I fixed the problem.
Are the light bulbs back?
Asked Jaden. All three of them turned around to look, and sure enough,
there's all of our light bulbs again!
all the missing light bulbs that had disappeared from HQ had suddenly reappeared. That is the magical power of changing the past. It can be a little confusing, but thankfully, Jaden saved the day. Later that night, the Purple Ninjas were trying to sneak back in to HQ.
All right, guys, this will be a whole lot easier to sneak in now that we have all those light bulbs gone forever. All right. Wait a second. What's that red flashing light? Ah! The lights are on! How is this possible? Get me out of here!
As Dr. Stinky Breath was up in the purple blimp lab from above with his binoculars, he couldn't believe what he was seeing.
How is this possible? I stopped that man from making the light bulb. Who ruined this? Purple Ninjas!
Great job, Spyology Squad! That was one insane mission, but it's because of you that we saved the world from a never-ending darkness.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and it's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Tobias, Madeline, Chloe, and Finn, Samson, Silas, Savannah, Rylan, and Evelyn. I'm so glad that you're all in the Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And never forget that there's an adventure around every corner.